Hi, welcome to the Teen Tween Girls Podcast.
I'm B.
And I'm E. And in this podcast, we will be talking about questions, I guess.
Yeah, so
it's kind of like a Q&A.
So we each have 5 questions, and we're going to ask each other, and then the other person will answer, and then you will answer.
Yes.
So we each have 5, and you can start.
Okay, the first one is, are you afraid of heights? What's the highest you have ever been? Okay, so this was actually at Disney's Blizzard Beach, and we were going to ride, we rode Summit Plummet, I think, but the other one, the tallest one, I forgot what it's called, but it's like the biggest one and it goes straight down, and yeah, it was super high going, just like walking up the steps to go on Summit Plummet, and I was like, don't look down, but it was super like, I was super, and yes, I'm afraid of heights, very afraid of heights.
Okay, so now I'll answer that. I am not afraid of heights.
Oh, and she can go to the moon.
Well, I've been on like a straight up, straight down roller coaster, but it wasn't that high. I've been on the Wild Eagle, and I don't know how tall it is, but it goes like really, really high. And then I've been on a big drop.
Oof. So, oh, I've been on Tower of Terror.
Yes,
Disney.
Me too. It's like 6.
It. It's awful. Never go on it if you're afraid of heights.
I would probably like it now, it's but like, not then.
If you want to, like, jump off an airplane, then go practice on Tower of Terror. But if you're not going to do it, then just don't.
I'd probably go on it now, it's but not worthless. When I was little.
Yeah.
Okay, it's so terrible. Mine is, do you like to shop? What is one of your favorite stores to shop at? So, for me, I don't really shop a lot.
Oh! I'm, like, the opposite person. I love shopping for anything, clothes.
Yeah. It's not really, like, shopping, but, like, probably my favorite store would be Target.
Target. My favorite store, well, I love shopping. Love shopping. But my favorite store would probably be, what's that store that's at, it's
Learning Express.
Yeah, I like Learning Express. I also like, oh my gosh, I can't think. I like Target. I love Target. Oh, that's it. I'll just, yeah, skip that one.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, so what's something that you've lost and really wish you could find? Okay, so I used to have this really cute pink sparkly notebook, and it was when I was little, and it probably had a bunch of scribbles in it, but you know, and I lost it a long time ago, and I wish I could find it. Like, that's like the number one thing I wish I could find. What about you, B?
I have 3 things.
Oh.
So I had a Mickey Mouse walkie-talkie that E had the opposite one of.
Oh, yeah.
And so we would talk to each other at night.
Oh, by the way, it wasn't Mickey Mouse. We colored it and we made it look pretty.
So yeah, we put like animated.
Drawings on it. Yeah.
So that and a little gaming thing I have. It has like buttons. Okay. And then my probably one of the biggest thing is that I used to have like this baby doll. It was my favorite. And it looked like a butterfly, and it had wings, and a hat that had, like, little antennas. So, it was very fun.
Yeah,
and
that's
I
cute.
Really wanted it so bad. So, I don't know what it is. Have you ever been in a play? If so, what, and what part did you play? Okay, so, I am, like, it hasn't, like, been, like, performed in front of an audience yet. It probably has, like, by professionals,
sorry, I'm yawning.
But it's called Junior Annie. So I'm not Annie, sorry. I'm just a featured dancer. But I'm in that. But it's not going on yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm in Annie.
Yeah. Annie, as in the movie. They have a movie, Annie, and she's in like a play of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Orphan Annie.
Yeah, Orphan Annie. I have not ever been in a play. Never in my life. I've only been in dance.
We probably made a play.
One time, yes,
me
we
and
made
me,
a lot of plays.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, we would do
she
Romeo
was
and
Romeo
Juliet.
And I was Juliet.
Yeah, and we also did, wasn't it Beauty and Beast? No.
Cinderella. And
we did
also
Cinderella.
We also did like I don't know what it was.
It was, I know we did another one.
We did, like, multiple princesses ones.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Okay.
Yeah, we just love princesses, I guess.
Your turn.
Okay, have you ever had something stolen? If so, what and how did it happen? So, my friend, I have this, like, book. It was a manners book. And I was gonna let her borrow it. and I let her borrow it, and she probably read it like 2 times, and then I haven't seen it since, and that was probably a long time ago. It's a long time ago.
You should ask her.
She probably threw it away. Oh, so yeah. Your turn, B.
I don't think I've had anything stolen from me.
Oh, just
but
wait.
I'm not very sure. Okay, so what is your favorite subject to talk about? So me, probably no idea. I like talking about everything.
Okay, that's actually good. So my favorite thing to talk about is probably going on trips.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say puh.
Heh.
When you started saying pee.
Her what?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I also like talking about cats. I love talking about cats. B has 2 cats and they are adorable. I have...
And a dog.
Yeah.
Dog, okay.
Cute dog. Wrong subject.
Your turn.
Yeah. Okay, so...
If you want
them. Have you ever been locked out of somewhere? When and why? So, when I was little, I was in the backyard. My backyard, I was playing, probably doing something on my swing set. You know, swinging, all doing that. And I had no clue that someone locked the back door and I couldn't get back in. And I was so like, you know that moment when you're like walking away from someone in your family at like a grocery store and you're like, where are my parents? Where'd they go? And you're just like freaking out because you're little and you don't want to get like stolen. And that's how I felt. Like even I was in my backyard and I was still like, oh my gosh, like I'm gonna die. I was so like nervous and scared. I got that feeling in my own backyard because I was locked out of my house. Yeah, what about you?
So, me and my brother used to be on the same bus, and we would come home, and we couldn't get inside because all the doors were locked.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know how long we were out there for, but it was just a worst feeling.
Oh, that sucks. So, you were just like, were you in, like, the front yard, just, like, sitting?
Yeah.
Oof.
And we tried to go, we went in the gate, but...
Sorry.
But all the back doors were locked too, so it was terrible.
Okay, next question.
Have you ever been camping? If so, tell about your favorite camping trip. This is not my favorite camping trip. This is probably the worst camping trip I've had. I don't know how old I was, but it was with me and all my cousins and stuff. And so everyone got a flashlight because it was dark out, so we could, I don't know what we were going to do. And so my brother wouldn't give me a flashlight, so I could not see where I was going. And you know those little things that you stab into the ground?
Like anchor things?
That like hold the tent down. Yeah, I tripped and fell and got a hole in my cheek. So that was terrible. At least that's what I thought. Like I got a hole in my cheek.
Did it feel like you got a hole in the cheek, but you really didn't like...
It wasn't like a big hole. It was probably like a little like thing, but that's what my parents told me because I don't know how little I was, but
yeah.
That was
so probably. My favorite camping trip was actually my dad's birthday, I'm pretty sure it was, and we went camping. I don't know where, and I don't really want to say just because that's private, but we went somewhere and we camped for like, I think it was like maybe 3 days, but it was my dad's birthday and I'm pretty sure we had a cake. And we have a really big tent with, it has 2 rooms, so me and my sister can have 1 room, and then my parents get another room. So, yeah, we had really fun. We ate cake, and then I'm pretty sure we swam in, like, a lake. But, yeah, it was super fun. That was probably my favorite camping trip.
Ooh. Okay.
And we had friends. Sorry, I didn't say that. We had a lot of friends.
Okay, your turn.
If you could be invisible for a day... Where would you go and what would you do? Okay, you can go first.
Oh, okay. I would probably go to any theme park. I'd probably go to try to do all of them in the world. I don't know how I'd do that.
But for a day.
I know, yeah.
You go from like...
An amusement, like Six Flags to like any other ones. I don't know. A lot of them. Yeah, and then I would try to get on all the rides. Like, if there was an empty seat, I'd try to get on all the rides.
Because you were invisible.
Yeah, so that I wouldn't have to use a ticket or anything. But, like when someone would try to sit down, like, I would just, like, push them up.
Yeah.
So I'd be invisible. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually really good. Mine would be, if I could go invisible, I would probably... Does that mean, like, you could like walk in walls.
No, that's like, darn it. Invisible just where no one can see you.
Yeah, so invisible, where would I go? I would probably like, if someone was getting in a car.
Oh, and
I was unlocked, I would probably just like open the door and just take me wherever.
And I would sneak into like my friend's house and stuff.
Wow, nice.
So yeah.
So like you would sneak into my house?
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Now this is the very last card.
Yep.
Have you ever been attacked by an animal? When and how? I do not think I've been attacked by an animal except once my cat bit me.
Oh. I'll have a story about a cat too.
Okay, so that's mine, I think.
You've never been like attacked by any kind of animal? Like not even like a raccoon or anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I
would want to be attacked by a raccoon so I could keep it, but
Nice. Okay, yeah, so attacked by an animal. So actually, I was at my grandma's and she has a cat named Tuffy. And I would sit right in front of it, and the paw, good thing I have glasses on, but his paw went straight to my eye. I was like, if I didn't have glasses on, my eye would have been out of my thing. So yeah, it was super, I was like, Tuff, you don't love me anymore? And I got like scratched a bunch on my arms, and yeah, I got scratched a bunch.
Oh, I have another one. It's not really attacked, but like one time I had a blanket over my like feet and my legs and stuff, and my cat, like, she saw my feet moving around. She probably thought it was like a mouse or a bunny or something under the blanket, so she kept pawing at each and one of my feet as they were moving, and it kept like scratching me in the foot.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
so that's it for our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you guys have a wonderful day. Bye.
And guys, tell us, email us if you want to have more
a shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or if you want more guests to be on the podcast.
Yeah. So thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you guys have a rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.